Thank you for joining me today. I hope that you enjoyed your weekend. We believe that God exists. He is real, and he communicates to us everything he wants us to know through the Holy Bible. The Old and New Testament is God's literal word to us. If you want to hear the living God speak to you, then read the Bible. Cease your pursuit of a mystical experience. Get a hold of a copy of the Bible, Genesis through the revelation of Jesus Christ, and read it. If you are unable to read for whatever reason, then listen to the Word of God being read to you via various forms of technology available to you. In case you are wondering what translation of the English language Bible I use, it is the NASB, the New American Standard Bible. NASB. And when we read the scriptures, we see repeatedly an emphasis from God to us that we repent, and that we repent specifically of sin, S-I-N, sin. And in our ongoing quest to know who God is, we've been following closely Jesus Christ and asking this question: what does Jesus teach us about God? Well, we have many answers at this point, don't we? But at present, the answer for both last week and this week is, God commands repentance. I repeat, God commands repentance, and he commands it for all of us. As we come upon the word repent, upon entering Matthew's Gospel at chapter 3, hear now again Matthew 3, verses 1 through 2, and then I'll go over to Matthew chapter 4 at verse 17. This is Matthew 3, beginning at verse 1. In those days, John the Baptist came, preaching in the wilderness of Judea, saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Now to Matthew 4, verse 17. That's Matthew 4, verse 17. From that time, Jesus began to preach and say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." As we have carefully noted, John and Jesus both came preaching and preaching the exact same message. And they say, "Repent." We have now highlighted the key word in our Bibles, and we're exploring what God means by what he says. Last week, we covered two Hebrew words in the Old Testament for repentance. We saw that we repent of sin in our emotions. And beginning today, we start in on the New Testament and the Greek word for repent. And we find that we also repent in our minds and in our wills, or with our minds and with our wills. I want to encourage you, if you're just joining us, to go back and get last week's God Is podcast and listen. It's free and waiting for you to download at this time. Just go to this website, 590amtheword.com. That's 590amtheword.com. WEZE is our flagship station, and they host the God Is podcast. If you were not here last week, you missed a lot. So please do get caught up, and if you have any trouble doing this, just go ahead and let me know. But I'll just insert this here before we turn to the New Testament. The Hebrew words that teach us to repent come down to this. One, to repent is to be sorrowful for sin, to be grieved by our sin, deeply troubled by it, and regretful. And two, to turn from evil and to return to God. In repentance, there is a forceful and swift turning from sin so that we return to God. Since God cannot in any way be associated with sin because he is perfectly holy, then we must repent of our sin. I do want to emphasize that it is not enough to just be sorry that we've sinned. We also need to do something. We need to take action. The following is the best way I can capture what I mean by this. James Montgomery Boyce, in his commentary on Matthew, tells this little story in Volume 1. On one occasion, a group of children were asked about repentance. One said that it meant being sorry for your sins. But a little girl defined it better, saying, "It's being sorry enough to quit." I like that very much. That little girl got it. True repentance is being sorry enough to quit sinning. That's exactly right. It's being sorry enough to quit, she said. Now we turn over to the New Testament and find that the root word for repent is metanoeo. This is the root word used by John the Baptist in Matthew 3 and by Jesus the Christ in Matthew 4. And here's what this word means. It means to change one's mind. You should jot this down. The Greek word for repent means to change one's mind. and this applies in a few ways. First, we change our minds about sin when we acknowledge our sin before God. And second, we change our minds about sin when we purpose to turn away from sin. We have a change of attitude toward sin. You do know, don't you, that God understands we are all sinners. He knows this about us. If so, then why do we have such difficulty admitting it to ourselves that we are sinners through and through? Why do we deny it? Listen to the words of Jesus further along, this time in Luke's Gospel, chapter 5 and verse 32. This is what Jesus, the Son of God, says about his own mission in the world. I'm reading Jesus in Luke 5, verse 32. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. When Jesus calls us, he calls us for who we are, sinners. Therefore, we must acknowledge our iniquities, our transgressions, to God. You are not righteous in and of yourself, neither am I. We can never, ever be considered righteous by God by our own good works. Never. Jesus comes to us as sinners in need of repentance. He calls us to repent. And second, we change our minds about sin when we purpose to turn away from sin. Bible commentators have uncovered something for me that I want to give to you. I'm constantly reading and elbow deep in books as I research in preparation for this time with you. I'm forever hoping for more time in my study because there's so much to discover about every passage of the Bible. But the days move past so quickly. And when I got in deep exploring biblical repentance, a few commentators pointed me to a scripture in Acts chapter 8. It is at verse 22, Acts 8:22. You could turn there now if you have your Bible handy. Previous to my recent study, I had missed this totally. It is amazing what we miss in the Bible. I have read Acts a lot and just did not see the importance of this verse. But now the Holy Spirit illuminated it to me. Let me see the context. In this chapter, we meet a man named Simon. Now let's be careful. This is not Simon Peter the Apostle. He too is in this true story. But this Simon, verse 9 of Acts chapter 8 says, formerly was practicing magic in the city and astonishing the people of Samaria, claiming to be someone great. And one thing leads to another, and this Simon says to the apostle Peter and John, offering them money, that he too wants to be able to lay hands on people and pray for them to receive the Holy Spirit, as he had witnessed the apostles doing. Well, listen to the rebuke the apostle Peter gives to this man, Simon. This is now Acts chapter 8, verses 20, down through verse 23. Acts 8, verses 20 through 23. But Peter said to him, "May your silver perish with you, because you thought you could obtain the gift of God with money. You have no part or portion in this matter, for your heart is not right before God. Therefore, repent of this wickedness of yours, and pray the Lord that, if possible, the intention of your heart may be forgiven you. For I see that you are in the gall of bitterness and in the bondage of iniquity." That was Acts 8, 20-23, if you're taking notes. Read that later and think on it. It's very convicting. The gall of bitterness and the bondage of iniquity is something so many people are also caught up in as we speak. But focus with me, if you would, on verse 22. Repent, there is our word. The intention of your heart may be forgiven you. Get this on your mind and keep it there. The intention of your heart. I'm saying that we change our minds about sin when we purpose to turn away from sin. And so when the intention of our hearts are to indulge in sin, then we have not repented. And we need to be exhorted to repent. You cannot repent if you do not change the intention of your heart. The intention. What are your intentions today? Tonight. Is that mind of yours, your intellect, planning some sin and feeding those ideas down into your heart? Your intention is intentional. Full disclosure, which I do give you here, I can be like that. I need the intention of my heart received via my mind, forgiven me. Here's an example. I am feeling uncared for, discouraged, and it seems that even friends haven't taken notice. So what do? I plan. I intend. I work out within my intellect how to send them a message that I'd wish they would ask me about how I'm doing. Okay, I got it. That unrelated email they sent me a few days ago, I'll intentionally ignore it. No reply. I'll do the same with text messages. This will teach them. Instead of telling them directly, I'm discouraged. And I'm disappointed that I have not heard from you. No, instead, I sin within my mind and my heart. And then I have to change my mind about my sin. I have to purpose to turn away from sin. I repent and write them a kind note instead. If you're listening carefully, then you also heard an emotional component to my sin in this example. As I have been saying, we need to repent in our emotions, our hearts, and in our minds. Repentance consumes our whole being. So the Greek word for repent means to change one's mind. And this applies in two ways. First, we change our minds about sin when we acknowledge our sin before God. And second, we change our minds about sin when we purpose to turn away from sin. Now, lest you think that when I speak about the mind and the intellect, I mean only that repentance is an intellectual exercise. This is not what I mean. Do not misunderstand me. To repent means we not only change our minds, but we change how we act. We change what we do. But the mind drives this change. And tomorrow we're going to continue to explore this. So be right back here, please. Otherwise, you are going to miss the robust, the full, the complete way in which this awesome Greek word is used in the Bible. Throughout this series, focused on the word repent, I'm inviting you to read and think soberly about Psalm 51. That's Psalm chapter 51. It's 19 verses written by King David as he repented of his sins before Holy God. Become very well acquainted with it, will you? You may think you already know it well enough, but do you? Have you personally experienced what David did when you sin? Are you repentant? Take all that has been said into your mind and consider it tonight, and then join me again tomorrow, please. For God is.